Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The following podcast contains audio extracted from videos on the Harry Potter Theory YouTube channel. Hey everyone, welcome to another installment of Harry Potter Theory. Today, we're going to be discussing how Severus Snape knew the location of Harry and Hermione in the Forest of Dean. In the Deathly Hallows, Harry and the trio are out hunting Horcruxes. However, things aren't going particularly well, and that's because they are without the fabled Sword of Gryffindor, a weapon they can use to destroy these evil items. Cue Severus Snape. After a considerable amount of time had passed, and the trio had managed to traverse miles upon miles of forest, Severus Snape decides it's time to drop off the Sword of Gryffindor, which was in his possession. Dumbledore instructs Snape to give Harry the real sword. However, he also explains to Snape that Harry mustn't know that it was him who presented him with the sword. This is because Voldemort could potentially use legitimacy on Harry and figure out Snape's true allegiance. So, instead of just giving Harry the sword, he puts it in a frozen lake in the Forest of Dean. He then uses his corporeal Patronus to guide Harry to the sword. "Good, very good," cried the portrait of Dumbledore behind the headmaster's chair. "Now, Severus, the sword. Do not forget that it must be taken under conditions of need and valor, and he must not know that you give it. If Voldemort should read Harry's mind and see you acting for him..." At this point, Harry, a worthy Gryffindor, is reunited with the relic of his Hogwarts house, and things start to get a little bit easier. But my question is this: how on earth did Snape find Harry and Hermione in the Forest of Dean? The Forest of Dean is a geographical, historical, and cultural region in the western part of the county of Gloucestershire, England, that stretches over 110 square kilometres or 68 square miles. It's a thick woodland full of trees. How did Snape find one little tent? Finding a tent alone would have been a difficult enough task, but toss in the fact that Hermione had placed all sorts of protective enchantments over their tent, and it renders finding them nearly impossible. How did Snape do it? Did Hermione temporarily forget to cast protective enchantments? Did Snape perform legilimency? Or is there another explanation? Let me explain. After disapparating, Harry engaged Hermione in conversation by asking where they were. While responding to Harry, Hermione happened to be poking around in her beaded bag for their tent, and it just so happened that Phineas Nigellus's portrait was able to hear this bit of discourse. Phineas Nigellus then relayed this information to Snape in the headmaster's office. This is shown in the chapter entitled The Prince's Tale in the Deathly Hallows. "Headmaster, they're camping in the Forest of Dean. The Mudblood..." "Do not use that word." The Granger girl then mentioned the place as she opened her bag, and I heard her. "Good, very good," cried the portrait of Dumbledore behind the headmaster's chair. And that's exactly how Snape knew. Without the portrait of Phineas Nigellus, I'm not sure how he would have found them. I do have a theory, though. In the event that their location was never reported to him, maybe Snape could have used his Patronus. You see, the Patronus charm isn't just used as a defense against Dementors. It also has other applications, like as a communications device. Patronuses are spirit guardians, powerful forms of magic, so I don't see why Snape's Patronus wouldn't have been able to figure out their location by itself. In this scenario, Snape would have simply apparated to the Forest of Dean, or not, and sent his Patronus off to find Harry. Simple. Did you guys ever wonder how Snape found them? What videos do you want next? Leave a comment down below. Until next time, remember, while we may come from different places and speak in different tongues, our hearts beat as one.